Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of the Six Rings Canton Show is sponsored by U-Brake Wheel Fix. Ever run over a pothole so hard your steering wheel shakes? Are you constantly having to refill your tires because it's losing air? Chances are there's an issue with your wheels, and U-Brake Wheel Fix is your solution. U-Brake Wheel Fix is Miami's premier wheel repair and restoration company with over 20 years of experience. Located in North Miami, U-Brake Wheel Fix offers quick repairs for damaged wheels, and will even offer you loaner wheels to keep your car on the road while they're repairing your damaged wheels. Maybe your wheels are looking weathered. Don't replace them. Refinish them with U-Brake Wheel Fix's in-house solutions, including power coating, machining, and polishing that will make your car look like new. Contact Mark and his staff at 305-748-0112 or on all socials at U-Brake Wheel Fix. And for a special offer for 5 Reasons listeners, mention 5 Reasons Sports and you'll get 5.5% off your next repair. That is 305-748-0112. Mention 5 Reasons to get 5.5% off.
Don't hesitate. Contact U-Brake Wheel Fix today.
You can tell this, but we don't show prep. So... so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's the Six Ring Cane Show. Can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hall Ride Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the Six Ring Champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards of hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The Six Ring Cane Show. The Six Ring Cane Show. The Six Rings Cane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Cane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Real quick, Ball State, Blue, you mentioned Ball State is not very good. Probably not even on the FAMU level.
No.
Should the Canes, first, I'll get your take on Ball State, but should the Canes again hold off on playing Reuben Bain and Damari Brown? again?
Definitely. Definitely, without question. And, you know, I watched him last week, and, you know, there's a couple of kids who I remember coming out of, you know, high school, like their quarterback, Caden Semenza, who's a redshirt freshman. He was a guy that, you know, came out, and a lot of, you know, bigger teams were, you know, coming on him. But at the end, they, you know, didn't have. But they're the strongest part of there, they have a couple of kids that came back from last year. You know, they have the two defensive tackles, the Keontae Newsom kid, who's not bad, And then the Brandon Berger. So that gives them an opportunity to at least have some punch back on the defensive line. But Miami's offensive line will just tear into them. I saw their game last week that wasn't impressed with. Their running game was horrible. And even in a, you know, I mean, they were using Braden Sloan last week, you know, kind of blew off a guy who I thought would be their starter at the beginning and the kid Vaughn Pemberton. But, you know, I just wasn't totally impressed. They have a few guys on the team, but team speed wise, that's where they're going to get overwhelmed up front. You know, I mean, they have a 5-year center who's coming back, but at the same time, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of his name, but I'll think of his name in a second, but Ethan Crow. This is a team that probably I'll say is the weakest team that Miami will play all year.
Yeah. That's something to get say. Silence. When we play the Florida Gators, right, Vish?
Yeah, we got that freebie in there. You know, we still got a few more teams in the state of Florida to play that are also better than the Gators. You know, we played one last weekend, so we're working through the whole state here. I don't think Ball State is worse than FAMU. I don't think they're decidedly better, but I think they're slightly better just across the board.
Ball State
than FAMU. I mean, we're splitting. Okay,
that'd be a 38-17 game. FAMU would just beat the Christmas out.
Yeah,
Daniel Richardson would throw for 500 yards.
I'm
going to
go out on a limb and say I have no idea anything. I don't know crap about Ball State.
Yeah. Show prep.
So yeah, show
prep. Yeah.
I mean, Blue just
mix in some show prep there, Jazz.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you just named the 5th-year center. How the hell am I supposed to compete with that? Yeah. <Come on. laughs> let's go ahead and.
Well, with that said, just real quick, if you think, you know, Bane's healthy, you put him out there. These warm-up games do matter. It's basically like he's missing his preseason now, and then you're going to put him out there against their big opponent. And you don't want him to be rusty there. I'd rather. If he's healthy, obviously, you don't rush someone back if they're injured for this opponent. But the quicker we can get him on the field and get him reps, the better. Because you don't want to, like, roll him out against Virginia Tech and have that be the first time he's played this year.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a balance there. Obviously, you don't need him to win this game. But if you can get him some snaps, maybe not start him, but just, you know, rotate him in a little bit.
Maybe put him on play a snap.
Yeah, so if he's healthy, again, I'm not the medical report, and frankly, if I had it, it's probably not true. It came out of this team, so Jalen Rivers all of a sudden didn't play on Saturday. Yeah,
Blue, do you know anything about Jalen Rivers and his? I know Ryan Rodriguez was hurt. I guess both of those guys. Any word on those guys?
All Mario said he was banged up, and they decided to hold him out.
Yeah, they never tell you anything, Vish. Yeah. You know that.
I mean, Paul did a fine job. He did fine.
And for a game like that, it's fine. For this week, it would also be fine if Jalen didn't play. But, you know, ideally, these guys are using these games to stay in shape and stay sharp. Although we did come out in the first game extremely sharp, so might be less of an issue. But, you know, that's why you want to get on the field in this game, not because you need any of them. Relax. But we have no idea how hurt Reuben Bain is.
Yeah.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
They said it's a couple of weeks, so I'm assuming this will be the last week.
Yeah, I mean that is they've said a lot of things. I remember last year Mesidor was about to play and then was out for the year. He's looking so good. He's looking so good in practice. He's gonna be there next week and then midweek he's out for the year.
Let's hope that's not the case this time around.
No, I don't think it's that soon. But there would be no reason to hide it to that extent.
Yeah,
I think with Mesidor they probably remember he had to have ended up now, and it's still the case. Have a special shoe made. To play in, so it was probably just significantly more complicated than they thought it was, if you're having to do things like that. So I think it was probably more of a misread on the situation than anything else there. I don't think they're intentionally being deceptive. I think their timeline's probably loosely correct, but if we're talking about him playing this week,
yeah,
it depends on how hurt he is, and we honestly don't know. I'm sure he would want to play, but that's why you don't let the players decide.
All right, DJ, what's your prediction? Give me your score prediction.
Score prediction? Okay. 59-10 Miami. I expect Miami to roll.
All right, Blue, what's yours? What do you got?
63-12.
Okay.
I will say you at least both picked up by more points than FAMU, so you were true to your word. True to your word there.
Chase, what do you got? What's yours?
Let's see, such a tough. I'll go 45-6.
Wow, that's conservative. I thought you'd be like 99.
No, he learned his lesson from last time, right? He's not going to be crazy like that again.
All I'm saying is I'm feeling better about my prediction this year than I do about either of yours. So,
well,
get the jokes in now.
Hey, I'm getting to feel that way too, Vic.
Get the jokes in now. It's been years of me being wrong, and you guys have been. But you know what? I'm like the Hurricanes. After 20 years, I got one right, baby.
Come on. I could play against Ball State for crying out loud.
They're not that bad. Oh, my God. You guys are exactly.
Well, how about this? I'm going to go, since I don't know jack about Ball State, I'm just going to go based off of what DJ and Blue are saying, you know? But I'll be in the middle. I'll go 52-10. 52-10. Will be the score there, and again, you know, we probably get to see Reese Poffenbarger again in the third quarter or so, third or fourth quarter. And look, that's actually really good for our freshmen to get a little more playing time as we go into ACC play. They're not going to get as much, and they'll probably get redshirted. So, but they will also be ready to go. So,
I do wonder, you know, if there was a situation where Cam Ward couldn't play in a competitive game.
I still think it's Emery.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's Emery Williams at that point.
I think my take on the reason why Poffenbarger's playing so much now is because he's not going to be here next year. And so he's got to put something on tape that other schools are going to like. And I think that's the reason why they're giving him the opportunity to play now, is to kind of get some tape in, to look half decent when he's doing it. And, you know, him to find a nice little small school somewhere where he can go and play quarterback next year. That's my take on it. Which
I don't think we care if he puts stuff on tape or not. I think it's more protecting Emery's red shirt.
Well, I think it's both. I think it's both. I think both can be true. I think both can be true in this scenario. So I totally agree with you on that, Mitch. I think they're going to try to protect him as much as possible, redshirt him again.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.